Patriots and Colts again coming up on Sunday night at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis as part of Sunday Night Football on NBC and part of that SNF on NBC team, along with, of course, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth calling the game in studio, Dan Patrick, Tony Dungy, and ta-da, former Patriot Rodney Harrison. It's great to see you again, Rodney.
Man, it's great to be back here, being able to see the guys and see all the wonderful additions and renovations they made to the facility. These guys are spoiled. Man, you look at that weight room and you look at the training facilities, the hot tubs and the saunas and everything. We didn't have that. I don't know. Are these guys too spoiled nowadays?
Well, now that's a great question for me to ask you because, quite frankly, I was going to kind of open up with the whole Brady versus Andrew Luck thing a couple of weeks ago. It was Brady versus Manning thing. And honestly, I wanted to get your thoughts on what the first thing that popped into your head was when you heard all of this stuff whirling around the media that Tom Brady was done.
I thought everyone was crazy because, as a player – and quarterbacks included, you're going to go through some tough times. And Tom Brady, he didn't change the way he prepared. His approach wasn't different. His work ethic wasn't different. So when you talk about a quarterback or a guy struggling, it's natural. It comes along with the territory. Then you talk about the transition from the offensive line. And it's amazing when I said Tom Brady looked scared to death behind that offensive line. Well, the next thing I know, it went viral. Tom Brady looked scared to death. So they took everything out of context of what I was saying. Any quarterback looks scared to death if he doesn't have protection. But I think that's the main thing that I see in the Patriots' kind of restoration of their season. The offensive line is a lot better. Tom Brady's getting more guys involved. And, of course, Rob Gronk, he looks like he's the best player in the league.
I know that's part of the reason why you're here, because you're going to do a feature on him, I suppose, for the Sunday Night Football broadcast. What is it about Gronk that has impressed you the most?
Obviously, I think coming off that ACL injury is just unbelievable the way he's played. Just the explosiveness, how his speed, his cutting ability. It took me a long time to really feel comfortable back on the field to see what he's doing, going across the middle with no sense of fear. The difference that he's made in terms of allowing other guys to get open, it's just been remarkable, and Tom Brady really looks comfortable with Rob.
You, obviously, having played safety for your career at a very, very high level, how would you defend him right now if you were given the task of trying to slow down or stop him?
Well, me, I was a little different because I really embraced these opportunities. I played against guys like Antonio Gates and Tony Gonzalez and Shannon Sharp.
So yeah, some pretty good guys.
Yeah, some future-type Hall of Fame guys. But ever since I came in the league, I had to defend big – athletic tight end. So me being the safety that I was and the size that I was at 6'1", 225 pounds, I would get up in Rob Gronkowski's face and I would jam him and I would play him close. But I'm the same guy when I came here. Everyone said I couldn't cover, but Belichick had me in the slot playing nickelback against guys like Hines Ward, San Antonio Holmes, and Jericho Cotri, those type of guys. So it takes a special football player where you have to be big and strong enough to be able to jam these guys, but yet more nimble enough to be able to run around with these guys. So I don't see many guys in this league that can cover Rob in the league.
I was just going to say, I mean, it sounds like you pretty much narrowed it down to the possibilities of really covering Gronk one-on-one. Pretty, pretty narrow. So
the one guy that I think could cover him, the one guy that I think can cover him.
Who?
Is on the Patriots, and that's Brandon Browner. He's the one guy because he's 6'4".
Yeah.
He can run. Yeah. He can keep up. I mean, he can that leverage that Rob creates a little bit. He's big enough, and he's strong enough, and he's smart enough as a cover guy to know those leverages. So that's probably the one guy I think that can cover him is on his own team.
Interesting. You also, I know, have probably heard some of the talk about midseason MVPs. Who would you go with? Who's the most valuable player for a team at midseason? There is no such thing. But a guy who's most important to his team, I'll assume we'll kind of go that direction with this one. Can you make a statement for Gronk being more valuable than Brady at this stage of the Patriots season?
No, never. Okay. Tom Brady is always the most important because, as we saw the first couple of weeks or the first few weeks, when he struggles, the whole team struggles. And that's just all. That's just part of it.
Yeah.
Tom Brady will always be the most important. The quarterback is the – especially a guy like Tom, who's such a terrific leader, and he's got it impacts not only the offense, but he can impact the personality of the defense. Rob Gronkowski, he's played MVP-type football. People thought I was crazy when I said that last week. People were like, Rob Gronk? Yeah, Rob has played MVP-type – obviously, there's a lot of football left. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens, but he's been very valuable, just as well as Brady.
What are your thoughts then, as well, on the matchup for Sunday night? There are, you know, any number of offensive weapons that a guy like Andrew Luck has with the Colts. Seems to be a little bit Denver-like in terms of the choices that he has to make. They arguably have a better running back situation with a guy like Bradshaw back there right now. What are the biggest challenges for a Patriots defense? In other words, maybe a little bit, how would you approach trying to slow them down?
Well, I think it's one of those things. The first thing that you have to do is, I mean, this is a big play, explosive offense. You have to limit their big plays down the field. I mean, that's what Andrew Luck wants to do.
Yep.
Whether it's step up in the pocket, get outside that pocket, he's looking for vertical routes down the field. I think the Patriots have to make sure they keep everything in front of them. I think the second thing that they're going to do is they're going to try to come out. And most people, conventional wisdom, say they're going to come out passing the ball. I think they do the complete opposite. I think they come out and try to establish the run. Ball control. You look at their time of possession, it dominates every other team in the National Football League. So I look for this team to hold on to the ball, start running, play action pass, take shots down the field with T.Y. Hilton and Reggie Wayne.
Because of the time of possession, this is one of my pet peeves. I'd love for you to offer an opinion on this. I'm one of those guys that doesn't – I would not advocate for deferring on an opening kickoff. I'd take the ball, especially if you are on the road and you're trying to get somebody down quickly and you want to worry about trying to keep the ball away from an explosive team like an Andrew Luck or even like a Peyton Manning and the Broncos, and yet you know that the Patriots win the opening coin flip, they're going to defer. Why?
I love it.
Why do you defer when you can take the ball and score yourself?
Because you know you can score on this defense. You know that. You know you can score on that defense. The Steelers put up 50-something points on this defense. This defense, yes, when they're at home, they play with a different speed. They play with a different intensity. They play with a different confidence. But guess what? It's the same old guys that went on the road and got 51 points scored on them. If you want to instill and say, we know offensively we got Tom Brady and we can put up points offensively, let Bill Belichick and his crew instill some confidence in that defense and say, you know what, we're going to allow the defense to go out there. We're going to make a statement. We're on a roll. We don't even want the ball. That's how much confidence we have in our defense. I love it, and hopefully they do it on Sunday.
Okay, well, I've been put in my
place.
Did
I convince you?
No, but that's okay.
You're an old, stubborn rat. That's what it is.
I am pretty much old and stubborn. That's very true. Where else would this game come down to on Sunday night? What do you, I mean, I know that you and Tony and Dan and the entire gang will get into this on Sunday, but, you know, what is it that you're looking forward to talking about this particular matchup?
Well, you asked me what will this game come down to, and I think the most – I mean, we look at the matchups. We look at the big names, Revis, T.Y. Hilton, Andrew Luck, Tom Brady. But did someone forget about we got two of the best field goal kickers in the National Football League? And you talk about this game being close on the road. The Patriots have gone on the road to Indy. They haven't played particularly well. This game could come down to Adam Vinatieri and Steven.
Yep, and – since you played with Adam Vinatieri and you've seen what he can do, are you at all amazed that he's still doing what he's doing at age 42?
Not at all. Consummate pro, always took care of his body, always paid attention to the small details of what he wanted to do, always worked his butt off, weight room, stretching, flexibility, ice. He's done everything, and that's what I expected from Adam. I definitely didn't expect Adam. All of a sudden, he's turned 36 years old and says, "I'm too old. I'm no longer going to kick." He is so competitive, one of the most competitive guys I've ever been around, and that's what makes him great. And he's still kicking now. Can he kick 55 yarders outside in the cold? No, but guess what? He's in a dome. Yeah. He can still make those 50 yarders, and I'll put my money up because he helped win me two Super Bowl rings against anybody in the history of the National Football League. I don't care what quarterback, what kicker that you put him against, what player. He is the most clutch player that I've ever played with, point blank.
Two more quick ones. Number one, what's the best team in the NFL right now?
Right now, I would have to say the two teams that stand out to me right now, I'll say three teams. I still like the Broncos. Mm-hmm. I still like the Patriots, and mm-hmm. I still like the Green Bay Packers.
Packers, yeah.
Packers. And if and a close fourth,
yep.
And if I had to group a fourth guy, it'd be Seattle. I still like Seattle. I know they haven't looked impressive. I know they're up and down, but I still like the Seattle Seahawks.
When you get to the last half of the season like this, what's important from a player's perspective in trying to keep blinders on and not to pay attention to the noise that's around you? How do you do that?
Well, I think it depends on which team you're on. If you're on a Bill Belichick coach team, you don't have that because he's so strict and he has his certain tactics of, you know, making sure that you stay focused, whether it means coming in after a win, showing all the negative plays or jumping on you for not just having that perfect technique. You're always going to stay humble with Bill Belichick. But a lot of these other teams, they don't have the coaching that Bill Belichick, you know, that the Patriots have with Bill Belichick. So a lot of times these guys have a tendency to read papers, just like the Indianapolis Colts after shutting the Cincinnati Bengals out. Mm-hmm. They started reading the papers and started thinking of how great they were, and then all of a sudden they get blown out 51-24 or whatever it was in Pittsburgh. So it's one of those things where you have to stay focused, understand that each week presents so many different problems and challenges, but you have to stay humble because one week you look like you're a Super Bowl team, the next week you look like you're a bum.
Thank you for the visit today.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.